הייתה טוב. 8:15 בדיוק, אם יכולים.
אוקיי, יכול להיות 8? אני אעבור את זה.
סינקלר. With your permission. התורה tells us in פרשת מקץ, today is פרשת וירא. In פרשת מקץ, the Torah tells us a story that Yosef got to Egypt after he interpreted the dream to Paro. He predicted it's going to be 7 years of prosperity and then 7 years of famine. And Yosef told everybody, please put in storages for the famine that's coming up. The Torah tells us that after the 7 years of prosperity, and the famine started all of a sudden, and the people came to Yosef to purchase grain, wheat. And it says the Torah that he came to Paro. And Paro told him, whatever he tells you, you got to do. Explains the Gemara, what happened. Explains the Gemara, when he came to Yosef, when the famine started, Yosef asked him, where is the food that I told you to put in storage? They said, everything we put in storage got rotten. So therefore we want to purchase from you. Yosef said, I'm willing to sell you, but everybody has to do Brit Milah. And they said to Yosef, what Brit Milah has to do with the food? So they went to Paro, and they told Paro, the guy is fanatic, ultra-orthodox. He wants to convert all Egypt. What business is this? So Paro asked them, he told you, we predicted, he told you to put in storage. They said, we did. So Paro said, so what happened? They said, everything got rotten. So Yosef said, you want to know something? Everything got rotten, this is the gezerah from Yosef. The Yosef's decision. Doesn't make sense. Everything was rotten all over Egypt. Nobody had any food in storage. Nobody got. So Paro said, listen, this man, if he made his gezerah on the food, on all the grain and the wheat, to get rotten, he can make his own of you to die right away. The same power. I said, if he tells you go to Brit Milah, you better do Brit Milah. And that's what the Gemara says, Yosef made Brit Milah for the whole Egypt. And the question is, what was really in Yosef's head? What is really needs them to do Brit Milah for what? This is parasha, it's the Brit Milah. Vayera el Avashim, Meloni Mamre. Come the Gemara explains what the Torah says. So Abraham is on the third day of his Brit Milah. Vayera el Avashim. Says the Gemara, two things happen. First, Hashem came to visit the sick. The sick is what it means exactly. It doesn't say Hashem came to visit Abraham. If you look at the Gemara, it says Hashem came to visit the sick. לבקר את החולה. כמו רשי said, השם came to visit Abraham. That's not said. Then this Gemara one place. And the Gemara another place continues, רשי brings both Gemara. לדרוש בשלומו. To say hello to him. It was me to say hello to him, exactly. So Hashem came to visit the sick, and to say hello to him. Zorosh Mishlomo. To say hello to him. Says the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. This is the first time in the Torah it says Hashem revealed to somebody. And the Torah says that he picked up his eyes and he saw ויושב בתחול כוחו מיום. He sits at the entrance of the tent very hot outside. Hashem made it on purpose. Comes the Gemara and says, with the word Yoshev, missing of a... He says that Yashav. What do you mean Yashav, says the Gemara? Avraham felt that Kadosh Baruch Hu came, he wanted to stand up. Hashem told him, listen, sit down. He says, why you should sit down? I tell you, it's going to be a sign for your children that one day they're going to have a court. And the court, this is the Mizmor we see on Tuesday, Elohim Nitzav Badat Ken. So the judge will sit down, and Hashem is stands next to the judges. So called. Abraham, sit down. He says, what is it? No, I want your children to know something. There's going to be a court, and the judges will sit, and Hashem and I will stand. What does this have to do with Brit Milah now? What does this have to do with Brit Milah? It's not what I meant with Milah now. He wants to stand up. He feels the respect to Hashem. Hashem says, no. See, this is going to be a sign to your children. This is a sign for my children. We court case. But that's the Gemara. Hashem means the Gemara. What does it mean exactly? This is volume 3. Elohim Yitzav Badat Kel. Akadosh Baruch Hu stands. He was standing. Badat Kel, 10 people. Badat Kel, 10 people. Badat Kel. Badat Kel, 10 people? Judges only 3. The 10 people. So, Vayisa Nava Yavni Shoshat Shini Terim Alam, said the Gemara, he sees 3 people, Gabriel, Michal, and Rafael, they came. This one has a mission, says the Gemara. Gabriel is going to end up in Zdom, to destroy Zdom, he's called Bedin Shel Mala. And the count of Tavram, by Yomar, so according to the Gemara, one explanation is he tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please wait, I'm going to take care of the guests. Man looks like an Arab, man looks like a baker, man looks like a sailor. And then Abraham said to Hashem, sit, please don't leave. I've taken care of the guest. And until Abraham will take care of the guest, Hashem will stay there in the tent. Says the Gemara, from here you learn, G'dolach nasat orchim, mikabalat ne'er shechina. So look, Hashem came to visit Abraham, his shechina is here, and he tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, wait, there's no question. How did Abraham know? Abraham knows the whole Torah anyway, so it's no question. How did Abraham know that? But the Gemara says, from here you learn something, that to bring a guest to your house is more important than the visiting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your house. I said, what's so important about this? It's important, I don't know, it's easy to explain. I mean, it's between people, maybe. But anyway, on the surface, that's the way we were taught. That's the way the simple explanation came out. So he goes, he greets them, he goes on the floor, he bows down to them, an Arab, a sailor, and a baker, please come to my house. What's wrong with this guy, Abraham? What's the rush? So he wants to have a guest, he wants to have a guest, he wants to have a guest, he wants to have a guest. Today is the 30th of Brit Milah, he's 199 years old, hot outside, he's bleeding, says the Gemara. He says, please come to my house, please, I want to give you a piece of bread. And then he go. Okay. Vayimaher Avraham Ohel Al Sarah. He runs to the tent. He says, Mahari, hurry up. He says, quickly. What's the rush? But they're not in a rush. These are unemployed people. They're not look. Nothing. There's no business, no nothing. There's no donkey, there's no nothing. They're just wandering in the hot weather. So they go under the tree. Let them rest under the tree. Give them something to drink. What's the rush? Here's the rush, his wife. Why the Torah tells us this? What you can say to explanation means, Anasatolchin, maybe. Vela Bakarat Abraham, he himself, 199 years old, is running to the kettle. Vetave Makarafatov, this is, he takes 3 bulls, he wants to give them a tongue. Tongue? What's wrong with the steak? Maybe tongue is a better, I don't know. Maybe like tongue, maybe. The Gemara tells us that he wants to give them tongue with mustard. What's wrong with tuna fish? And listen, these 3 people, you don't even know them. Who knows who they are? So, you have to run, and you have to bring them ahead. You have to slaughter 3 things to give them. He says, everything is in a hurry. And says, then he brings it to them, finished, okay. Continues the Torah and says that Abraham doesn't even know till the end that there are angels. Abraham says Abraham goes to accompany them, he still thinks of people. Hashem Amar, now Hashem speaks. Torah says, so-called first, it talks to himself a little bit. That is, this I love Abraham. You know, this guy, one of the angels, Gabriel is going to destroy his door. So I'm chatanim Abraham. He says, I'm not going to tell him. This man is going to belong to him. And he's going to teach his children to do tzedakah and mishpat. So I'm going to tell him. So then Hashem. Hashem talks to either to Abraham, to Malachi HaSharet, to Machloket, to Gemara. And he says to him, listen, you know, in Sodom, they're very bad people. I want to go down, I'm going to check what they do. So the Gemara has the explanation what Hashem said in the text. In the text when you read, Rashi brings one explanation, and if you hear the time in Uziel and Yerushalmi, they bring another explanation, what in Gemara Sanhedrin. I said, Hashem said like this. Hashem said, I'm going to go down, I'm going to check. But let me tell you, said the Gemara, what they did in Sodom and Gomorrah. They did Avodah Zarah in Sodom. They did Gilui Ariot in Sodom. They killed people in Sodom. But also they didn't give tzedakah. So, if you ask somebody, what's the worst thing in the world, it says it's Avodah Zarah. What accompanies these big ones, the Shavuot, Chamorot, a person has to give his life. It's Avodah Zarah, idols, Gilui Ariot, Vamenish, Shvichut Damim, kill somebody. So Gemara said no. Gemara said Hashem, so-called, talking to himself. Either or, doesn't matter, says the Gemara. Either Hashem said, well, the people in Sodom, they killed the girl that gave donation, gave a piece of bread to a poor person. Lot's daughter, her name was Lutit. She went to the well and was a poor man waiting every day, and she used to give him a piece of bread. So Hashem said he's going down to see if people in Sodom will do teshuvah. Says the Gemara, well, they rebel against Hashem, the people. But if they will do teshuvah, Hashem will not kill them, will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Hashem will only give them Yisurim, a little bit hardship. Another opinion of the Gemara is not at all. Hashem will do teshuvah, then Hashem will waive their sins completely. Hashem is going to turn his face the other way, and it doesn't matter what they did. They killed people in Avodah Zarah, means nothing. The teshuvah, what is teshuvah? How is it going to work right away? So Hashem takes it to Abraham, and Abraham right away starts praying to Hashem. And to Hashem, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there are 50 tzaddikim, 50 tzaddikim in the city, he says, Master, Hashem is going to destroy 5 cities. We have 10 tzaddikim per city. Then Hashem will wave the Gezerah. How are you going to wave the Gezerah? Because you have 10 Rabbanim in Las Vegas. You have 10 Rabbanim in Las Vegas. 10 Rabbanim in Manhattan. Everybody is bad. I say, 10 Rabbanim will save it. How are you going to save it? How are you going to save it? No one goes, maybe 40, maybe 30, maybe 20, maybe 20, Machlok is what it means, how many cities. Hashem said, listen, give me 10 to the king, I will not do what happened. I'm going to destroy completely the Ramah. But if you have 10 to the king, but there aren't any. Okay. Continue the Torah story. The two angels arrived in Sodom, one is Raphael, and one is Gabriel. Raphael is here to save Lot, Gabriel is to destroy. They come, and Lot is the giant of the Torah, and he sits at the entrance to the city, and he sees them, and he says, please come to my house, come to my house, come to my house. I said, no, we're not coming to the house, homeless, we're going to sleep under the train. And Lot said, what, stop it, no, we're not homeless. So he begged them, and they came around, he also said to give them some wine to drink, it was Pesach, maybe it was Avak Kosot. I gave them a soup. So the wife is sitting and talking to him, and all of a sudden the people of the dome came. And everybody, they said, listen, we heard we have two guests, because his wife went and asked for some salt from somebody. Very strange story. All of a sudden, he had salt in the house. So we came over here, we wanted to do bad things to the guests. Now Lot goes outside and leaves with them and asks them, please leave it all. The two angels pick up the dome, pick up Lot, put him inside the house and say, this is all over now. We can destroy it, finish. Run. God take your four daughters and two son-in-laws and two fiancés. Of your daughters, altogether 10 people, should have been outside of Zon Ramon. And in the meantime, Lot goes outside and the two daughters that got married and the husband, they say they don't believe it's going to happen. If it's Chik ben Echad, what kind of nonsense, those two Mekubalim in your house, nonsense. And the two fiancés, also they don't want to go, so Lot and his two daughters are going out. They're going out. Since the Torah, that the angel, the fire tells Lot, you better run, because it's going to be soon dawn, and it's going to be a disaster, and you're going to die. And Lot said, listen, Lot is an old man, but he's about 90 years old. And Lot said, I can't run, I'm sorry. I have blood pressure, I have cholesterol, I need knee operation, hip operation, who knows what else here. I can only walk to the nearest city, and the nearest city's name is Tor. And just said, I have to destroy the city. Lot said, please, listen, I can do it. So the angel said, you know what? Okay, Hashem told the angel to destroy 5 cities. Lot said he cannot run away from the 5 cities. He is going to run to city number 5. It's called Tor. Even though Hashem said to destroy it, the angel, the real said, forget about it. Hey, go over there. I'm not going to destroy it. I destroy only 4. Only 4. I said, listen, Hashem sent you over here to destroy 5. What do you mean, the old man? Too bad. Too bad he cannot run. Too bad. What do you mean he cannot run? Hashem told me to destroy. So forget about it. What's behind it? What's the secret behind it? What's the power of this? What does Allah want to teach us? So, if we go to Parashat Bereshit, Hashem put Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, he told him, Mikol Etz Hagan Achol Tochel. Explanation of the sentence is, from every tree in the garden you should eat. Hashem doesn't tell him, if you want to eat, if you're hungry. It sounds like a command. Me'etz Ada Tovara, says one tree, don't eat. You're going to die. I'm going to die. I said, well, what's wrong with this tree? There's bleach inside, poison inside. Oh my God. The question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu all together made us that we should have to eat? I have to eat. See, Moshe went up to Shemaim on the 20 days we didn't eat nothing. Hashem could have made us in a way we don't need to eat. Hashem doesn't eat. Hashem made Adam HaRishon in his form. Betelem Elokim bara oto. Etzayimenu kidmutenu. Hashem could have installed the battery inside us. Without the battery. It doesn't matter what it is. You can get solar. Solar. Solar from the sun. Solar from the sun. You walk like this. Who needs to eat? What Hashem made the whole system? Who needs it? And who? Why Hashem commanded? Commanded. Parashat Noach, we see the downfall of Noach. That he drank. He drank and get out. Now the amazing thing is that because Noach drank, his son Ham made something to his Brit Milah that he cannot have any more children. But the Imam will tell you now when there are more children. Very strange thing. Very strange thing. Last two parasha we read, the First World War. 4 kings against 5. And the 4 were very, very strong. And Torah describes them that they killed all the giants. Only one giant, Og, was able to run away. And Torah describes the war, and Torah says they kill everybody and they capture everything. And Torah said that this, they kill everybody and they capture all the fortune and also all the food. All the food? What do you mean all the food? Also es ist nur Fisch. I mean, this is what I want to teach you. You see how strong the guy is? He overcome, he overcame, he won, and he took the food from the refrigerators. Continues the Torah. And then they kidnapped Lot. So the Torah, the same thing about Lot. They kidnapped Lot. And they took Lot's fortune and Lot's food as well. Only the food, what do they have over there? No. Then the Torah says, the king of, after the war was over, Abraham went and he won the four kings. And he was able to release all the people. And he released also the fortune and the food. And then the Torah says that he was able to release Lot from captivity and his fortune and his food again. Again, but the food was. Then the Torah says, listen, the king of Sodom met Abraham and he told him, listen, thank you very much. You can keep all the fortune. Abraham said, no, I swear to God. I raise my hand. I don't keep nothing, take everything. But you know one thing I tell you. Since we won the war, so we took some food that was taken by the enemy. So we were able to get it back. And we ate some food. And this I cannot give you back. I said, why can't you give it? But you really thank for him. Some tuna fish. Bam! $1.99. What's the big deal? I said, no, no, no. It's right in the text. It's in the text. Levada Shiach Lua Ne'arim. Ani Roshkol Mamre. I said, my friend and some people that helped me in the war, they ate. Forget about it. The food, enough. What's the problem with the food? The big secret, the major, major secret. You know, about 800 years ago, the book was written. His name of the book is Kuzari. Kuzari. The book of Kuzari was a dialogue between a king. It's a fake king, but yours is a fake. Between a king and a smart man. A melech v'ad chaver. The king asked the chaver, he said, can you explain to me something about Judaism? So what is this, this thing of sacrifices? So let me explain to you my question, he says. You see, a person that was made from earth, but like trash. What is that person? Nothing. You want to bring a present, a sacrifice, to Melech Malchei Melchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does it look? What do you mean you bring him a sacrifice? What do you mean you bring him a sacrifice and you bring him a kapara? What does that mean? He's nobody. So the Chaver, the Chacham answered him, I want to explain something. He said, how do you explain, he asked him like this, how do you explain that the neshama of a person is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dwells in this, what you describe, trash. By the way, you should know that Rabbi Lupian in his lectures in the yeshiva used to say, how can you be proud of yourself? How can you look in the mirror and, you know, put after shave and shave yourself and you look handsome, you buy a tie and this and a hat, this and that, look a little handsome. You have a sewer line in your face. Sewer line. I said, yeah. He said, your nose. What do you think? What comes from your nose? What comes from your nose? Sewer. So you have sewer system in the whole system. So what do you think you have in the stomach? And if you're going to have a mirror, what you have, how does it look in your stomach? The food that you close the room, it looks like it's a sewer line. And you have one in your nose is a sewer line. So that Chaver asked the king, how do you explain this? You believe in the Neshama, huh? Neshama is chelek elokam imar, is a part of Hashem. And this thing that you describe, this is a trash, this is a piece of something really very, very low life. So you Hashem put it inside. By the way, there is two said, you know, that we say Asher Yatzar. It says it's a very, very powerful bracha, you should know. It's a secret in the bracha, a big secret. A lot of people are very, very sick. It's not to say the bracha l'chavana can heal completely. Completely. Bad sicknesses, bad ones. The bracha, it's not kisech vodecha, it's the only time you say the bracha. It's obvious in front of your chair. means when you talk to Hashem, you're talking about this chair. This is not the one Chai talking about the chair like this. It says, Rofei Chol Basar Mepli La'azot. The two said that you have to say the Kavanah. What's it say? Hashem Rofei Chol Basar, you heal everybody. Mepli La'azot, you do a miracle. So this is what you know what it means, really. It means is, look, Hashem puts an Neshama inside us, and the Neshama stays inside our low body. The Neshama should just fly outside. Should not stay. It's Mafil La'azot, you tell this Kavanah. In Israel, it's called Hashem. It's a miracle. It's something unbelievable. So what has to do with Israel? Maybe a different time we'll see. So that's what the Chaver told the king. He says, you know, the Neshama is inside this body that you describe as nothing. So let me explain to you something, he told him. See, the food that you put in your mouth is in order to connect the body to the Neshama. That's the secret of the food. When you take something in your mouth, so Hashem made you hungry. I'm hungry. So why Hashem made you hungry? Hashem could have made you, he'd never be hungry. You need the whole system inside. No. He told him, I want to explain to you something. When you put something in your mouth because you're hungry, Hashem wanted you to eat. Hashem wants you to eat. Hashem wanted Adam HaRishon to eat. Because when you do it, you feed the body, you feed your neshama. The same thing is said. The sacrifice is the same idea. You, as a person, the same way you feed yourself, so-called you give a Kadosh Baruch Hu something. The same way you feed your neshama, neshama is a part of Hashem. I said, that's the secret of the food. And that's the Gemara, the Mishnah is very strict about it. That the person has to know that on the table he has to read, to say Divrei Torah. So the Mishnah, if you eat without Divrei Torah, in fact you eat dead bodies. Blessed with dead bodies. I said, with dead bodies, so I didn't speak. So I read the newspaper, I didn't say anything, I didn't say Lashon Hara, I didn't do anything. But you don't understand, said the Chacham, the Chaver. He said, listen, when you put food in your mouth, it means you fuel, you put fuel in your Neshama. So the Neshama is a part of Hashem. So while you feed your Neshama, so you, what did you do? You want to make sure that you know the Kavanah. The Mishnah says, if you don't say the word Torah while you're eating, and you don't act at the table, says the Gemara, the table is like an altar to Hashem. Say, a table is an altar to Hashem. What has to do with altar? That's what the Chaver told the king. It's the same idea as the altar. The same way that you bring a present to Hashem, the same thing is you give a present to your neshama. So it's not the neshama should be connected to the body, it's the opposite, the body should be connected to the neshama. It means when you sit down and you eat, I said, that's the Kavanah, I said. I said, that's a very holy thing, it's a very simple, but it's crucial Kavanah. I said, that's what Hashem made of the system, that's what Hashem told Adam HaRishon, go eat from the trees, because when you eat from the trees, that's what you say. You connect yourself to your Neshama. It means you want the Neshama to be the leader, and the body to walk after the Neshama, and not the opposite. Besides, Hashem told him, see this tree? It's that togara. When you eat from that, then the Neshama doesn't want that. And if you eat, you're going to die. What are you going to die? You show that you don't care about your Neshama. That's what it means. That is the purpose of you in your life. In this world is to understand that the Neshama is the main thing, and the body is something not as important. But if you're going to eat from that tree, it says that tree doesn't feed your neshama. It means your body will not connect your neshama. It means you show you're not interested in your neshama. You're going to die. It's not a punishment. It's just, you know, a statement of obvious behavior. Somebody said to Hashem, I don't want my neshama. Hashem, you don't want it, you're going to die. That's what Hashem told you. Hashem is not telling you if you're going to eat, you're going to die because I told you. No. Because if you eat from that tree, it means you don't want to feed your neshama. And the purpose of eating is for your neshama. That's what the Chaver told you. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to explain you something. You know, Birkat HaMazon is a very powerful thing, Birkat HaMazon. Says the Gemara, you should know in Birkat HaMazon it's crucial to say two things. Of course, you say thank you for the food. As the Gemara said, you have to say Berit V'Torah. Abritcha Shechatan Tev Sarenu, Tatrash HaMaiterno. Eretz Chazal Tova Rochava, Brit V'Torah, Chaim U'Mazon, Brit V'Torah. Zigma, you forgot to say Brit V'Katamazon, you say Brit V'Katamazon, Zigma, fast. Did you say those two words? Thank you, Hashem, for my Brit and my Torah. You didn't say that? Says the Gemara, I didn't say Brit V'Katamazon. Zigma, this has to mean anything. My Brit V'Torah, I just ate what a Brit Milah. Hashem, thank you for my Brit Milah. What did you do for your Brit Milah? What you saying it? Hashem, thank you for giving me the Torah. What Torah has to do with my food now? Because that's what it means. You cannot think that you feed your neshama, because the neshama is a part of Hashem. I mean, it shows that you want to be so-called connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't have a Brit Milah, you cannot connect to Hashem. It doesn't show that you really mean business, that when you eat, it means, you know why I eat? I'm hungry. No. You eat because Hashem made you hungry. Why did Hashem make you hungry? Because Hashem wants you to connect to your neshama. And so the two tools that you need is crucial. One is Brit Milah. Without Brit Milah, you cannot connect to Hashem. That's what Torah says, Vayirah Elav Hashem Elohim Amre. Torah starts this parasha, Hashem revealed himself to Abraham. Now Abraham is 99 years old. Until now, what do you think Abraham did? What did he do all the whole time? The whole time he ran outside and he told people, believe in Hashem, believe in Hashem. Hashem never revealed himself to him. Why? Because if you don't Brit Milah, you don't have this kind of connection for him. That's the Gemara that Abraham always learned Torah and taught Torah. Because the Torah is another tool that you show, really, that you care about your neshama, that you care about part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want the Dab Kabo, you want to be concerned about your neshama. It's not the body. The body says, Moshe Kodovero, this is just the suit of the neshama. But you have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I worry about neshama, I worry about neshama. I said, if you don't have neshama, the body is nothing. I said, the whole thing is neshama. I said, when you eat, that's the kavana. I said, listen, this is the kavana. If you don't have Brit Milah, it means you cannot have it. It's not true. Not true. You don't say, I feel my neshama. What do you mean you feel neshama? I feel it's part of Hashem. Part of Hashem. Hashem is not inside unless you have Brit Milah. Hashem is not inside you if you don't keep the Torah. That's what you say, Nodelecha, Tzotracha Shematanu, Yosma Shodatanu, Yosma Shodatanu. So why do you say all these things? But the Gemara says, it's crucial. Why it's crucial? Bekat HaMazon. Yeah, Bekat HaMazon. Because you don't know why you ate. Now I'm telling you why you ate. You think you ate because you're hungry. No. You ate because you want to take care of something holy, of your neshama, said the Chavet of the King. Let me tell you something, the Gemara. If that's what you mean, if that's what you thought, you should know two conditions prior to the food that you ate. It's Brit Milah and Torah. That's what happened in Egypt. Or the famine. What do you think is the famine? The famine means because nobody wants to take care of his neshama. There's a famine. Hashem doesn't choose punishment. Hashem gave you a system. Hashem wanted you to eat. So when you eat, he says, why are you eating? Not because you're hungry. Because the food connects my body to the neshama. And you don't want the neshama. You do Abu Dhabi in Egypt. You do bad things in Egypt. And you don't believe in Hashem. So why do I need food for? You don't need food. Hashem gives food for the other reason, not for the, because you are hungry. Because the food will connect you to your neshama. But you don't worry about your neshama. It's a famine. Egypt people came to Yosef and said, Yosef, we want to buy food. Yosef said, Enizan Arelim, I don't give food to people that have no Brit Milah. I said, what happened? What? You don't understand. That is Bekat HaMazon. If you have no Brit Milah, you didn't say Bekat HaMazon. I said, what has to do with anything? You don't understand. I want to show you that the purpose of life is your neshama. A good is the neshama is nefesh. Same thing. You don't deserve to have food. You don't understand. Food is not because you're hungry. Food is just a tool. It's a tool. They say, but you don't want to use that tool. You just want to consume. Obesity. Forget about it. You're not going to have it. That's what the Torah tells you about yourself. That's what the Torah tells you about Adam HaRishon. That's what the Torah tells you about Noah. He did the opposite, and all of a sudden, he cannot, something was done to his Brit Milah. He says, see how it fits. It fits. Abraham got Brit Milah. Abraham got Brit Milah, Hashem comes to him. Noah is the opposite. Noah, he wants to consume. He doesn't want to connect. You don't want, you have some Brit Milah, you have some, so somebody cuts his Brit Milah off. Okay, so, look. Look what happened. It was a world war. World war. Four kings against five kings. The four kings, they take the food. They take the food. I said, what do you worry about the food? I said, Abraham goes. I said, they took the food of Lot. What do you mean food of Lot? If you live in Sdom, if you live in Sdom, and you, Lot, you live in Sdom, you don't understand. You don't care about your neshama. So you don't need food. That's the Torah tells you. You don't need food. They take the food away. When Abraham released everybody, and Abraham is supposed to go and convert everybody and teach them, and the Torah tells you, Abraham took back all the food out of the Kolos. Then the king of Zom says, the Torah says, Abraham, he says, listen, you can keep the fortune. Abraham said, I don't need the fortune, but the food they ate already. So, you don't understand. If they ate the food, my people, my people. Abraham said, my people, my people. And then, Shkol Mamre, my people ate the food. It means, they fed their neshama. He said, I'll give you back. It's not that I owe you, I don't owe you. He said, they used it to connect. That's the purpose. That's the Torah writes in the text. And that's how the secret goes. I says, for Shad Vayera, you know, Abraham sits outside, he wants to have a guest. He says, come. I said, what do you want from them? I want to give them a piece of bread. Why do you want to give them a piece of bread? That's the Chaver told the king. Because when you feed a person, you know what you do. He says, you connect his body to his neshama. You show a Kadosh Baruch Hu that that's the purpose of life. And that's what the Torah says, Abraham runs quickly to Sarah. Says, quickly. Quickly what? You're hungry? You're not hungry. I've been in a rush? No. But I'm in a rush. I want to connect the body to the neshama. The guy looks like an Arab, looks like a sailor, he looks like a baker. He says, I'm going to give them food, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu that the most important thing in life is the neshama. That's why you eat. That's why he himself, he runs, and he wants to give them a tongue. The secret, Zohar said, Aritz is a tongue, is a symbol of the purity of the person. It's called Yesod, the foundation of the person. That's the secret of a tongue of a person. That's why Hashem made us a tongue. Hashem did not make us a tongue because it's just swallow. Hashem would have made us without a tongue. But the tongue resembles, says the Zohar, says Ari, the purity of the person. Like his Brit Mila. I said, no, I want to give you something, I want to tell you something. I said, you three probably have no Brit Mila. Why? Huh? I'm going to give you a tongue. A tongue to show you something. I want to show you something. The tongue resembles Brit Mila. So you need Brit Mila. And I'm going to give you food to show you that you have to connect yourself to your neshama. The purpose of the food is not to consume. The purpose of the food is as the fuel for our neshama. That's what the Chazal said. And the Torah tells us Abraham is an army and he wants everything. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to tell you a story. Tell a story. They find in Sefer Melachim. Well, the king, his name was Yerovam. A very bad king. He made an altar. He's going to sacrifice on the altar. While he's standing over there to ready to sacrifice, and Avi, his name was Elohim, from Hashem, and he said, hello! And he said, yeah. I said, the message from Hashem. Let me tell you what's going to happen to you and your descendants. You're all going to die. Nobody's going to stay alive from your people. And he gives him a whole lecture and says, do you want to know something? You don't believe me? You want me to see something. The altar will break. The altar break. The altar broke. And the thing fell on the floor. So the king, Yerovam, stretched his hand. And he told the people, catch the guy. And the minute he raised his hand and he said, catch him, he became paralyzed. His hands got stuck and he couldn't move his hand. And he saw the man is a very holy man, he can't stop our name. He said, please pray to your God, please, I'm sorry. And all of a sudden he started to feel his hand. Then he said to this guy, Ido, said the Navi, can you please, now I realize who you are, please come to my house. I want you to eat. He said, you know what? I can't come to your house, I can't eat over here. Hashem told me, don't eat over here, don't come to his house. So, in the meantime, says in the text in the Navi in Sefer Melachim. In the meantime, he goes and a few people went home and told everybody what happened. And was a faker, a fake Navi over there, lived over there. And his children came home. I told him, was the scenery. It don't happen over here with this king, with this guy in Navi, the Edo. It don't happen to him. So, right away, he said, I have to see him. He said, where is he? He left. He ran after him. In the text in Navi says, he meets him, he says, you want to come to my house? He said, I don't eat over here. Hashem told me not to eat. He said, I am a Navi like you. Hashem told me to tell you. Read the text. He convinced him, he comes to his house. While he's sitting and eating, Hashem revealed himself to the faker. He tells the faker, you convinced the real one to come to your house? He's a dead man. He's going to come out of your house, he's going to die. And that's what happened. He came out of his house, a lion killed him. And then the faker told his children, please, I'm going to bury him, and after I bury him, now that you bury me next to him. See the text? Says the Gemara, Hashem revealed himself to the faker. Says the Gemara, yeah, gedolah legima. He gave him food. He gave him food. He wanted so much to give him food. Says the Gemara, gedolah legima shemekarevet. They bring the people even closer to Hashem. And the Satu Rahim is not, you know, you give the guy, you tell him, come inside my house. When you give him to eat, you become closer to Hashem. Why? Because the whole purpose that you give him to eat is not because he's hungry. Because you want his neshama to be connected to his body, or the body to be connected to his neshama. So neshama is a part of Hashem. As a reward, Hashem, v'yirai elav Hashem elonim amreich. This is Hashem revealed himself to Abraham. He said, Abraham is doing yachasat ochim. All the time it is. But before Brit Milah, not exactly. After Brit Milah, look what's going to happen. He's going to give them food. He's going to be connected to Hashem. He said, he tells Hashem, wait. Achnasat ochim is greater than a visit from Hashem. Because visit from Hashem, Hashem comes to visit you. Achnasat ochim is you generating something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are generating connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, the Navi tells you, he says, that faker, all of a sudden got HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to him and to tell him a prophecy. He says, who is the faker? He says, you don't understand. He convinced this real Navi to come to his house and he fed him. He says, you're feeding somebody. There's some power that Hashem reveals to you. And that's really the secret. When the angels came to Lot, Lot begged them, come to my house, come to my house, I want to give it to you. Everyone, he learned from Abraham, what is here, a monkey? Monkey does, monkey do. No. He understood from Abraham, that's the job. When you give somebody to eat, it says, what you do is, really, you connect the body to the neshama. It means something to Hashem. I says, oh, come to my house. They come to his house. And he gave them food. And the Torah tells us, you know, and he tell him, run for your life. I said, I can't run. I said, you know what? Can you run to that city number 5? I said, over there I can do. I said, you know what? Even though Hashem told me, go destroy, since you gave me to eat, like this faker gave food to the real one. So, Hashem revealed himself to the faker. Here, since Lord gave them to eat, says the Gemara, you get into it, and says, now Hashem will listen to you, and even though the Gezerah was to destroy the fifth one, Hashem will not listen to one. Then the Gemara says, you know, Sdom Amora did a lot of bad things. You read Sefer Yechezkel, describe, you know what happened in Sdom? Yad Ani V'Evyon Lo Echzikha. That's the problem. Rabbi said, you know what, they didn't give tzedakah. Who cares about tzedakah? They did Avodah Zarah. You don't understand. If you do tzedakah, Hashem waves all the gezerot. Tzedakah tatil mimavet. When you start saying mimavet, it's normal. What about all the other sins he did? Hashem senses the Gemara is going to look sideways. He's going to look backwards to the sins of Sdom v'Amorah. Forget about it. I says, Avram said, Hashem, you get 50 tzedakim, so what can happen? I said, 50 tzedakim will teach the people. That the main important thing in life is tzedakah. Says, who says it? Hashem said. Hashem said, I'm going to reveal myself to Abraham the secret. Why? Hashem et saved banav acharav alechet ishmo
לפי יסוד הנבואה, לשמור דרך השם, לעשות צדקה ומשפט. השם נתן אברהם, זאת אומרת, because he's going to teach his children to do tzedakah. Why tzedakah? Because you give a tzedakah to the poor person, he buys food. So he connects his body to his neshama. That's the biggest thing. That's what Hashem said. If they would have done teshuva, teshuva on what? They didn't give tzedakah to the Gemara. The Lord, to the Gemara, the Lord is known whoever gave tzedakah would get burned. Or the daughter of Lot, she gave a piece of bread to the poor person, they killed her. She said, you have to do teshuva on what? Says the Rambam. Bar teshuva means, or said tzedakah b'chol kohol. Adi teshuva, teshuva, teshuva. Says the Rambam, you know what teshuva means? Regret. Says the Rambam, no. Regret plus tzedakah. Says the Rambam, how much tzedakah? B'chol kohol. Not giving, give the poor person a dollar, he wants 75 cents back. Says that's b'chol kohol. So why? What's the problem with tzedakah? That is regret. You don't understand. Hashem said that the real teshuva is tzedakah. I said, why? Because with tzedakah, you give food to the guy, and he's going to buy food, and he's going to connect his body to his neshama. He's going to do the tikkun of Ram HaRishon, the tikkun of Noach, the tikkun of Lot, the tikkun of Abraham, everything. It's a power of tzedakah. That's what tells us. It's part of the Shavua. Achnasat Orchim, what Achnasat Orchim? I said, this is really the secret. And Abraham Avinu sits, Hashem tells him, don't get up. I said, why? If someone is signed for your children, signed for what? It's going to be a court case, and I'm going to stand by. I said, why Hashem stands by the court case? Why? Because if you read the Mizmor, this is the Mizmor we say Tuesday night, Tuesday morning. Mizmor Asaf, Elohim, Tzavad Atsu, Rechem Shul. Ad Matayat Ishpetu Avel. Shiltu Davi Yadov. Ani Ve'arash Adediku. The whole Mizmor talks about Tzedakah. This is Hashem told Abraham. Sit. Do you have a Brit Milah? This is what Brit Milah means. Brit Milah means connect yourself to Hashem. It says, what the connection? The food. The food is the connection. The food that you give a person connects his body to his neshama. Let me tell you something. You sit over here, I want your children to understand. Court case means one thing. I am in the court. So why are you in the court? Why is he in the covenant? Why? He wants to watch the court? No. Because the court, that's what they're going to do. Shifu Davi Atom. Ani Varashat Diku. That's the Mizmor Elohim Yisab Balaz Kenet. It says Hashem said, listen, do me a favor. Judge with righteousness. Judge, give the poor what he deserves. Give him what? Food. This is what? To connect his body to Neshama. Abraham, sit down. That's the purpose of the Brit Milah. That's the purpose of the Hasat Orchim. That now you're sitting down. You got it? Here the three people will come, you give them to eat. He said, what you give them to eat? That's what you did. You connect the body to the neshama. This is not a secret. A secret, you know, we have the bracha tova amiti, the last bracha in the Kat Amazon. The Gemara says, b'yav netiknua, after arugei betan netnu lekvura. It says, you know, Yimach Shemam, the Romans killed millions of Jews in the city of Betel. They didn't let the Jews to bury them. So 3 years, the body was outside, they made a fence with the body. After 3 years, the Caesar died, new Caesar came, laid them buried. Says the Gemara, Tov Shuvei Shlichu. It says the body did not smell. 3 years in the sun, the body did not smell. Atov Shinkun Likvura, Baruch Hashem. It says, what is to do with Bekat Amazon like this? Every time I say Bekat Amazon, after you say Bonir Ushalayim Amen, I say, I'm going to So why are you saying it? I said, listen, once upon a time, what does upon a time have to do with Birkat Amazona? What is Birkat Amazona? See, you ate. I said, you know, I remember something. He said, what do you remember? Maybe, you know, 2,000 years ago, you know what happened? The Romans killed millions of people in Betel, and 3 years they didn't let the Amisrael bury them, and they was lying one top of the other, and the fence through all the vineyards, and after 3 years, this is the news that they let them bury. So why do you say Birkat Hamazon? Why do you say Birkat Hamazon? Why do you say Birkat Hamazon? He says, what do you think the body did not smell? What do you think it was? Because the tzaddikim, the body never smells. What does it mean? The body is connected to the neshama. Like connected to the neshama, the body doesn't smell. You know what the body smells? If the body is by itself. But if the body is connected to the neshama, the body doesn't smell. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, listen, you ate, huh?
before you depart from your table, say a statement to Hashem. Say, you know why I ate? I tell you why I ate. Remember 2,000 years ago what happened? Say, 2,000 years ago, the body did not smell. You know why? Because the neshama is the main thing, and the body is just accompanying the neshama. See, the body is the main thing, the body smells. If the neshama is the main thing, the body doesn't smell. So after you finish eating, some Chachamim say, that's it, because of Torah Mitiv. Please, tell yourself, thank you very much. Thank you for what? But 2,000 years ago, the body means, what has to do with me? You know, it means I'm the same. You know why I ate? And I say, because of Amazon. I say, Brit V'Torah. I say, thank you for the food. I say, it's not because you gave me food. Because you gave me the opportunity to connect my body to my neshama. To show how important my neshama is. I said, that's what it says. I said, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those bodies never smell. It means because the main thing is the neshama. It's not the body. If the body by itself, the body smells after a day, after 2 days. Disaster. But if you really know and you ate all the time, Hashem Shamayim, and you say, B'chat HaMazon, B'chavana, from the Siddur, from the text, and you had all these Kavanot, your body will never smell. Your body stays forever because the main thing is the neshama. That's all the tzaddikim. After they die, the body stays complete in the grave. Nothing. I says, wolves don't eat them. So what's the secret? It's tzaddik. No. It's much deeper. The body accompanies the neshama. The wolves don't eat neshama. The wolves eat bodies. The body smells. But my body is just a suit for my neshama. So when I eat Hashem Shamayim, I say, because I'm not Hashem Shamayim. So that's what the Torah tells us. That's the message. We should eat Hashem Shamayim. We should eat Hashem Shamayim. We should eat Hashem Shamayim. Amen. Amen. So do the Maha B'shkut at Vatran Yigal.
Next week, 8:15 sharp.